What are you going to be doing a makeover on today?
I was going to make over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow, but not the turkey. Love the turkey.
Me too.
Its secret ingredient is tryptophan, which causes sleepiness.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. You know, there's no other poultry with a built-in date rape drug? Which is why I always eat turkey with my pants down.
I did not know that.
I love it. At every other family get-together, I have to ask to have sex with a relative. Yeah, my dinner, the wishbone isn't the only thing being pulled.
Yeah,
baby.
But the stuffing is boring. Mm-hmm. Instead of using bread, this year I'm going to spice things up using my Colombian neighbor's recipe and stuff the turkey with condoms full of cocaine.
Right.
But the problem is the real meaning of Thanksgiving is lost on us. Sure, we gather with family not to give thanks, but to eat enough to feed a starving African nation and watch the Detroit Lions get their asses kicked.
I see.
Today, I'm going to make over the holiday, so it's more 2007 and less 1621 to give it a hipper, modern image that we can all relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for starters, we need Thanksgiving music to get us in the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Christmas has tons of great songs, but Thanksgiving has none.
Mm-hmm.
We'll change that. Here are some instant Thanksgiving classics. No Woman, No Pie. Stairway to Heaving. Tangled Up in Stew.
Uh-huh.
Twist and Bloat.
Uh-huh.
And Will You Eat Me Tomorrow?
Will you eat me tomorrow?
An instant classic. Next, Thanksgiving comes up short in the icon department. Christmas has Santa, Easter has the Easter Bunny and diabetes, Hanukkah has Jackie Mason,
yeah,
and Thanksgiving has the most exciting people ever, the Pilgrims.
Yeah.
That's right, the Pilgrims. The only holiday with an icon less hip and sexy is Arbor Day. The Pilgrims were uptight, sexually repressed religious extremists who loved shooting anyone or anything that didn't understand them. Or as we call them today, Republicans.
I see.
Miles Standish was the fearless leader of the Pilgrims. We got to sexy up his image. Let's start calling him Miles Davis Standish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Instead of that big old goofy musket, he'll be holding a trumpet and known as the dude who introduced the natives to the joy of heroin.
Uh-huh.
Now, in settling here, the Pilgrims aimed for Virginia but ended up in Cape Cod. They could tell they were on the Cape when they encountered a bunch of douchebags in Red Sox hats using the word wicked.
Wicked!
Now, Pilgrims, your ship, the Mayflower, is famous, but it's too old and stodgy, so we'll change its name from Mayflower to the much sexier Mayflower Madam.
Mm. Ah.
Imagine a story that says the Pilgrims came on the Mayflower Madam.
Yeah.
For the first time, you'd have 18 to 25-year-old men downloading American history.
How true.
In their underwear. And Pilgrim, those gray and black outfits are old one-room schoolhouse. Your clothes are so drab, you make the Amish look like Shakers. Pilgrim women, you need colorful new clothes. Something that says I'm intolerant but hot. Like a 17th century Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh, yeah.
And the Pilgrim men, what the hell were you thinking? A hat with a buckle? Who has a buckle on a hat? What, do you need to let your head out? Next, we got to make over with Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it boring, it's out of date.
Yeah.
It's a parade in honor of a department store. Who shops in department stores anymore? Everyone spends their money online now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it should be the eBay Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh.
Or the Overstock.com Parade. Or my favorite, the SheMailAmbush.com Parade.
SheMailAmbush.
Yeah. Look it up. It exists. Yeah.
Okay. Imagine what the balloons would look like.
Now, the parade's going to be on the gay-friendly Bravo Network this year, so Mr. Potato Head will be wearing assless chaps.
Yeah.
That way, people along the parade route will have access to his convenient ass storage compartment. Next, the balloons. We need to have Garfield or Marmaduke put to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to get some giant Martin balloons that today's kids and adults can enjoy, like the Jessica Simpson balloon. All of the air will be in the head.
Bravo.
We need a Hillary Clinton balloon. It'll change direction every time the wind blows. A Barry Bonds balloon. As the parade goes along, his head gets ghoulishly larger and his testicles smaller. Actually, what am I thinking? We could just use the real Barry Bonds. Oh, here's one. How about a Sponge Larry Craig Pants balloon? Mm. With his pants around his ankles, he accidentally taps toes with the other balloons. And the Iraq War balloon. It gets stuck at the first stop and takes 20 years to dislodge. At Thanksgiving, the kids' table is more fun than the adults' table. Mm-hmm. So this year, kids and grown-ups should switch tables. That way, the kids have to talk about how much it costs to redo a bathroom and living in a loveless marriage.
Yeah.
While the grown-ups get to make milk come out of their noses, share a lot of misinformation on where babies come from, and discuss London and France and how it relates to someone's underpants.
Yes.
Hear, hear.
Now, we need a Thanksgiving hotline for people who can't be with their loved ones. Mm. I'll set up a specially trained staff so you can call and get into an unwinnable fight with a substitute family member. It's going to be great, whether you want to argue for hours about abortion or have someone tell you you'll never make a living at stand-up comedy. Obnoxious relatives will be standing by.
Ooh. Oh, my. A little close to home, Paul.
I know, exactly. I'm tearing up for all the wrong reasons.
Just getting ready for tomorrow.
Exactly. Yep. I'm getting... Now, if none of my makeover ideas do it for you, maybe you'd rather spend Thanksgiving alone. Now, Thanksgiving dinner always leaves you feeling bloated and sleepy. Mm-hmm. I can make you feel the same way with no dinner at all.
Oh.
With a nutrition I call barium enema and an Ambien.
I like that last part.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, as we all know, there's a fine line between making small talk with your relatives and having your colon flooded with an iridescent liquid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy the day, and I hope some of these makeover tips helped you out.
Oh, I've written them all down. Thanks, Bravo. Paul.